You want to do the intro?
No, not really.
Hello and welcome back to Brain Trump's podcast with me, Metzko,
and Seven.
Yeah, I'm Seven.
And you're back again. This episode, we are going to play a little game called Would You Rather, and I opened the wrong game. Wait a minute. What? No. Will you press the button?
Oh, my knee. You fucking asshole.
Okay. So, the way this game works is you have a sentence. For example, this one. Half-Life 3 is released, but it has a negative. Gabe Newell will die shortly after its release.
Who is Gabe Newell?
I think that's the owner of Steam, and...
No, I wouldn't press the button.
Yeah, and we have to decide if we press the button or not.
I wouldn't.
Okay. this was just an example. This we don't care about.
Yeah.
So, let's start, though. You can go back in time, but when you come back, no one recognizes you anymore.
I would press in a heartbeat.
You just hate everyone.
No, I don't care if I'm recognized or not, but I can go back in time.
But do you have to go back? You go back in time, and can you just stay there and just continue living in that timeline?
That would be cool. But I was more thinking that multiverse theory, we go back in time, steal a lot of money, and then come back forward in time. Yeah.
I don't know if you can take things with you.
It's not specified.
It's not specified. But either way...
Or you can do this. You Google right now what was the lottery numbers back then. And then you go back and get the right numbers. And then you come back with a lot of money.
True.
Then you don't have to steal it. But I think you can take stuff with you. You can come with text,
no,
from.
But no one recognizes you. That would be... There are like one or two people that I want to stay friends with, so...
You can become friends again. I mean, you have become friends with them. So a second time should be possible.
But it would be kind of weird that they have no memory of you at all. And you come back to them like, hey, what up? And just start a conversation that it would be really uncomfortable for them.
Or it says you can go back in time. It doesn't say you can't take anyone with you. What would happen if you go back in time with someone and no one can recognize any of you, but you still are, know about each other?
That would be neat. Okay.
Family trip!
In that case, do we press the button?
I would press it in a heartbeat.
Okay, let's see. We are in the minority.
Oh my god, everyone is a dumbass.
I guess they are fine with their lives and don't want to lose their friends.
Well, losers.
Next one.
You become a genius and solve many world problems, but you are damned to be morbidly obese until your death. No.
No. I would like to stay healthy.
Fuck world peace.
I am not very healthy as it is, but I don't want to be morbidly obese.
Morbidly? You're obese. but you have an orbit.
Orbitally mobile.
Yeah, I would
I don't care about the world problems. The world problems will, after my death, just come back again because humans are greedy.
More like you have solved them for now, but after you die, those problems will just resurface, and now you're not there to fix them again.
It's basically what I just said, yes.
You're a dumbass.
So, and we are in the majority. We did not press the button.
Oh my god, people are assholes.
You fall in love with the perfect person, but you fall out of love with the rest of your families.
No problem.
That's not a downside.
Not really.
I have a stroke. That's just the positive. Okay, I pressed the button.
Yeah. We don't hate...
And we are in the minority.
We don't hate our family, but... Well... I don't know if we call it love.
We more tolerate like, them.
More like tolerance. Yeah, it's more like tolerance.
Okay.
You will have infinite lives and stay at any age you want, but you will die every day painfully. So basically Deadpool.
I thought about Ban.
No, he doesn't die every day. Like, Deadpool has cancer. He should die every day.
You will die every day painfully.
Nah. Infinite lives and staying at any age you want. It's so dumb.
It's bound to be so fucking boring.
But at some point, you will get used to the pain.
You will get used to the pain, but you will get used to everything else in the world too. And it just be mundane life.
Yeah. The life ending is like the end is something that gives meaning to life. It's cliche.
We don't want to be existential here.
Yeah, so living forever is dumb because you can contract every disease that exists in the world. Like, what was it?
With an infinite lifespan, you have 100 possibility, 100% chance to have every possibility done to you.
Yeah, there was a YouTuber, but which channel it was, I don't remember which channel it was, but there was a guy who, because science.
Oh yeah, because science.
Because science,
talked about immortality.
Yeah,
right.
Talked about immortality, and he said the same too. If you live forever, then you have 100% chance to get everything. Like, struck by lightning. Struck by lightning 5 times in a row. Like,
it's bound to happen.
At any point, it will happen.
So, we don't press the button, and we are in the majority.
You may have anything and do anything you want in the world as long as you can imagine it. But you are the only human being in existence, and you cannot create another human being.
I don't have to create another human being. I can just create anime girls. Like cat girls, dog girls, fox girls.
Yes, press the fucking button.
They are not considered human. I can create any other creature I can think about.
Furries that dream.
Any creature from, for example, anime, that is not a human being, which is like 90% of anime, you can just make them real.
Yeah, press the button.
I will press the button. And people are idiots because we are in the minority.
Well, the people watching anime are in the minority, so...
They are all in the minority, yes.
Like the 43% that press the button are all anime fans.
Oh, that was a good question. You get 3 gigabit internet access anywhere in the world, but anyone in the world can see everything you do online. I don't fucking care.
I do. I will not press the button.
Why?
Because there is stuff I watch that I don't want anyone to know. Yeah. Like, not anyone, just like the people I care about should not know what I am looking up.
Well, I want to limit the people that I care about to those who are accepting enough to know what I do online. And I currently don't have anyone yet. I would press the button because being a streamer or YouTuber would be really easy if I have internet access anywhere in the world.
Fucking so hard.
I will press the button, and I am in the minority.
Of course you are. Which idiot would like to show everyone what he looks up? Like, those who press the button are the ones that do not think before they do press it.
This comment is nice. The NSA already knows.
The NSA already knows. Yeah, but it's just the NSA. Imagine, like, your mother knows what kind of porn you watch.
Well, you will be the best player of your favorite video game and be slightly famous from it. But all the money you make from playing it in competition will be burned in front of you after you win. Okay, so here's the thing. If I enter a competition and win and the money gets burned, that's one thing. But if I'm the best player in that game and I become slightly famous and win the competition, I can just stream and make money off that and I still get a lot of money.
Yeah, it's not really a downside. It's just like a portion of the money you make is burned, but let's be real, you pay taxes.
Do you know how good of an advertisement it would be if you win a competition and the money in front of you burns? Everyone's gonna hear about it.
I swear to God. I would even fuel it. Like, this that asshole would, burns money.
That would be so base, yo. So we are in the majority.
Nobody cares about money. Everyone cares about being famous. Okay. That's why everyone is in TikTok. You will be born before the birth of the earth and live forever, but you will see the death of the earth and of all the things you love.
That's basically immortality and what we talked about mundane life.
Yeah, it's boring.
I will not press the button.
No, never.
And we are in the minority. No, we majority. Are in the majority.
53% is the majority.
Yes. You would be able to become God or a deity, but no one thinks that you exist. So basically, Yato. From Noragami.
Yeah.
But I don't want to become God or a deity.
Yeah, it's too much, like, work.
Not because of the work, but...
And it's also, like, what's the word? Sacrilegious?
Sacrilegious. Yeah, I didn't really think about that. I just didn't feel like... because I'm a chaotic mind, and if I become a deity, everyone else going to suffer?
I swear to God.
I will not press the button, and I'm in the minority, because everyone on the internet has a god complex.
They don't have a complex. They want to be God, but they're not. That's why they want to. If you have a God complex, you say, I am already a God. And you're basically saying you don't press the button because you already think you're a God. Why would I become one?
Okay, next question. You can never at any point, for any reason, die. You will exist for all time and are essentially indestructible, but disability is exclusively yours and cannot be passed on to anyone else, nor gotten rid of in any way. It's the exact same as the last two immortal things. Mundane life. And we are in the minority because people are idiots and don't think 20 years in the future.
They don't think 5 years in the future.
For $1, you can get a love potion and make any person of your choice fall in love with you unconditionally forever. But that person will be by your side forever, never leaving you alone, never giving you a moment's peace. The antidote costs you your life savings, and if you fail to use it properly, you will never be able to use it again. So, love potion, but it's basically yandere.
Nah.
I don't want it. I really don't want it. Partly because I don't have someone I love. I want to make fall in love with me. And we are in the majority. You gain 3 wishes, but one of them must result with 1/20th of the earth dying.
That I will press in a heartbeat. But because you basically have only 2 wishes. But if you just say, okay, 1 wish is enough for me, then you can make the second wish that the earth can never die. So you counter the wish that results in 1/20th of dying. And the 1 wish you get is 1 wish. And you can wish 3 more wishes.
You have to kill 1/20th of the entire world. Okay, if you kill all of them and wish them back alive, and then use your third wish to always wish you more wishes, you're broken.
Yep.
I will press it. And I am in the majority, but not by much.
Okay. Yeah.
Gain the ability to fly.
The.
But you have giant wings on your back, so you are different than the others. No clothing fits on you, and you are likely to become a scientific test subject.
I would press the button.
I would not press the button.
They say likely.
Likely. That means more than 50%.
Ooh, that was close. 51% press the button. I would like to have wings. It's so cool.
Depends on the wings. If you have shit-looking wings.
Like, tell me one animal that has shit-looking wings.
Insects.
No, they're awesome.
But they're useless in the rain.
That is true. But we gain the ability to fly regardless. Do we gain the ability to like levitate and the wings are just cosmetics?
Like cosmetics there? like anime character with wings?
Yeah, they just levitate without flapping the wings. You never have to sleep again, but you live only live until 50. What the fuck is that?
You live only live until 50.
What kind of sentence was
that? Well, I never have to sleep again, and I live 20 years longer than I plan to.
You can actually,
that's a win-win!
You can actually see the spikes where I had to laugh hard.
Yes. Oh, no. We are in the minority. Well, I am in the minority.
I would press the button.
Okay.
If you don't have to sleep, then you can do so many things. You can spend like 5 hours with the family, 8 hours at work, and you're still.
Who the fuck would spend 5 hours with family? No. Well, not me.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you can do it then, and then you still have 11 hours left of the day. Like, it's almost half the day that you can spend however you want. Like, there is no downside to this.
True.
Like, who wants to grow, like, up to 80? Like, at that point, you basically can't do anything. And if your health is poor, you can do even less.
Even less than nothing.
You will get drunk and have the best night of your life, but you will vomit 100 times the next day.
That's nope. That's just two negatives.
I hate the thought of being drunk because, like, I don't like it when I'm not in control of my own body. I don't like the idea of drugs in general. So anything that takes the control away from me is like, no.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't mind the ability to make other people drunk.
That would be funny as fuck.
Yeah. Well, it's so fun to control people.
I think let's do this the last question. You make $800 a year, but you have to work at a McDonald's cash register for the rest of your life.
Press in a heartbeat.
Why would you?
Because you have to work at McDonald's cash register for the rest of your life.
You can
just make it a part-time job.
Yes, I thought about the exact same thing.
You make a part-time job. 4 hours a day, you stay at the cash register,
and then you drive home in your Lamborghini.
Like, who the fuck cares? You make $800,000 a year. Fuck the 4 hours that I have to spend at McDonald's.
True.
I would buy a hamburger while leaving there.
But just what?
Yeah, I don't want to become orbitally obese.
Orbitally obese. Okay, that's it. So, thank you for listening. And you can listen to this podcast on... Wait a minute.
Yeah, he made like 10 episodes of this and he still can remember it.
I keep forgetting some, so I have to look it up. So, you can listen to us on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, and Deezer.
Deezer, not...
Low joke. Make it at least interesting.
Never.
You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and... Did I count everything?
I don't know, I haven't listened to you in the last 2 minutes.
Okay.
I was just there for these nuts.
So, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all with at BrainCrumbsPod.
Don't you have YouTube?
We have YouTube. YouTube too, thank you. Thank you for listening, and until next time. Boy.
Boy.